The Play Mornings with Steph and John replay.
Good morning, world.
It's February 29th, 2024.
You only get to say that every 4 years.
That's right, and it feels right. 29th is a stupid date anyways.
Wow, also your birthday.
Yeah, well, here and there.
Happy birthday, John.
Thank you, Steph.
Is this your 5th birthday or your 20th birthday?
Yes.
Kind of both,
yeah.
I guess.
A little bit here, a little bit there.
Yeah.
But I think the world knew it was my birthday.
Yeah?
I saw a fox on the way to work.
A birthday fox?
I did see a birthday fox, and that's like my favorite part of any drive is seeing a fox. And I think it might be the same fox.
What? He just was like, oh, I better give this guy a gift on the 29th of February.
Right, except this time he kind of, it looked like he was going to run in front of my car, but he didn't, luckily. So he came really close. So maybe it is the world saying, like, happy birthday, here's a fox.
Yeah, also, like, be careful, wake up, make sure that you're alert for the entirety of your birthday, you know, giving you that scare of the fox nearly running into you.
Yeah, you know what? This is actually making a lot more sense than I thought it would.
I have learned some new acronyms that are just making me laugh so hard.
Okay, before we get into it, I have to ask, are they about bettering your life? Because those ones don't go well between you and I.
No, these ones actually are not about bettering your life.
Okay, so they're already a step up from every other acronym you've given me.
Yeah, there's no Ford this morning. There's none of that 10-3-5.
That's right.
But your first one to decipher is DINK.
DINK? This is a family-friendly show here, Steph.
I know. D-I-N-K.
D-I-N-K.
It's an acronym. So
did I not know?
Did I not know? No, that is not correct. I am a dink.
Well, I don't want to be the one to say it.
It's double income, no kids.
Look at you. Yeah, so Miss Braggy.
No, I just mean that my husband and I are there. They would call us dinks because we don't have kids and we both work.
Sounds a little braggy.
Okay, we'll try the next one. I am not a dinkwad.
Dinkwad. double income, no kids with a divorce.
With a dog.
Oh, man.
You were so
really close.
I'm impressed, John.
I'm so glad dink went with dinkwad.
Okay, how about sink?
Sink? Student income, no kids.
Single income, no kids.
Man!
A friend of mine was saying to her husband, we were all chatting about these crazy acronyms, and she said, oh, my dream is to be a sink. And he got so offended. He was like, are you kidding me? Single income? That's terrible. He thought that she wanted to be single, and she was saying, I just want you to be the only worker. I want to be able to not work.
That's funny. I see where it came from, though.
How about poke?
Poke?
P-O-L-K.
Okay, let's see. The end is kids. Parent of little kids.
Wow.
No way.
Yes, John. You got it right. Good job. The Marriott Hotel Group has just announced that you can now use your Bonvoy points to buy Taylor Swift tickets.
I'm surprised that wasn't a thing before.
Well, they're the official tour sponsor now.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
So they're saying that they have access to hundreds of the best seats at the Taylor Swift concert. And you can use your points to buy them. Now,
okay,
how many points? Just a cool 500,000.
Now, I'm not too savvy. Is that a lot?
Okay, I did the math. Apparently one point is worth about 0.74 of a cent.
Okay.
And so it's about $3,700.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not great. $3,700?
I feel like that's how much, like, probably two Taylor Swift tickets were going for, regardless.
Yeah, I think it depends on where you're trying to get them for and that kind of thing. But I feel like I don't know anybody in my life, and maybe I just don't hang out with rich enough people, who has ever been able to save up $3,700 worth of hotel points. You know, like you would have to stay a lot of nights getting 20% worth of the hotel points to be able to have.
Oh,
you know,
you can't buy these points. You have to earn these
points.
You
have to earn them by staying at their hotel.
Oh, okay. So you can't just give the 37.
No.
Okay, then no, never mind. I take everything I just said back.
The good thing is, though, if you want to become a Marriott Bonvoy member, which is their elite points earning system, so you have to like earn your way into it. You can also enter to win some Taylor Swift tickets, and they will fly you around the world. They've got like three concerts, three countries, one great prize type thing. So lots of fun things happening at Marriott if you are the jet setter that they're looking for.
I'm getting very into candles, and I know you're into candles. I have a few questions.
Okay,
for you.
Shoot. Yeah, I love a good candle.
As good as they smell, why are they so expensive?
That I am not sure, but some of them you kind of have to weigh, like it'll say on the candle how many hours it burns.
Okay.
So if you divide it by like, say, oh, this candle's $25, but it's going to burn for 25 hours. Well, you think, well, I'll light it for, yeah, $1 an hour. I'm going to light it for a little while today, a little while tomorrow. Might have it for a couple months, you know?
Okay. I don't mind that answer.
Math for you.
How do you stop the candle from, I have a 3-wicked candle mm-hmm. and it's not burning evenly.
Oh, that is a hard thing to figure out. And yeah. I think there's YouTube videos for that. Because even I lit a candle the other day and it said, candles have memory. Be careful.
Yeah.
For the first half hour you burn it, do it like this. So I think a 3-wick candle probably has different instructions. And if they're not on the back of the candle, then definitely YouTube it so that you don't, you know, mess up your $25 candle forever for all 25 hours.
Right? Thirdly, where do you buy all your candles from? I got mine from Bath & Body Works.
Oh, that's a good place. Those are nice smelly candles.
Are there any like kind of non-known places that I can maybe get a deal on candles?
Sugarberry Naturals, I think. Or no, do they make a candle? Yes, they do. They make like with a bamboo wick. Really cool.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I often get them as gifts. People, I just talk about liking candles and people give them to me. I'm a sucker for a good deal.
You very much are. That if I had one adjective to describe you, it would be cheap.
Cheap, frugal.
That's the word I was looking for. I thought
you were going to say a sucker, and I was like, this is getting terrible. But I do love a good pizza deal. And the other day, my husband and I had decided we were getting pizza until he went on the website to look at the deals and said, it's Pasta Tuesday.
Pasta Tuesday from a pizza place is, I think it's risky. It's like getting a salad.
We've done the Pasta Tuesday deal before. It had been 7 years, but we knew that we were going
to
enjoy it.
So you've done it kind of before.
Yeah. Semi-recently.
No. It's almost a decade.
Oh, John. Anyway, we go to order it. And he orders Alfredo, and I order like this meaty pasta. And when we go to pay, I was like, man, that really didn't seem like a deal. $24. Like,
for two pastas?
For two pastas. How is this Pasta Tuesday? I'm like, I swear it must have been cheaper before. We never would have got it because hello, frugal Franny's over here. Anyway, we go to pick it up. We have made a grave mistake.
Why?
Pasta Tuesday is 2-for-1 pasta. And already the pasta that you get is enough for two people to eat.
Okay.
But then we ordered two pastas.
Yeah.
And then it came with double of exactly what you ordered.
Oh, so wait, so you got two and as did Sky.
Uh-huh. And then we each got full orders of breadsticks that apparently came with it.
Okay.
So we both got like basically two family styles each.
Yeah.
We are eating pasta for the next week. It's official. Like,
oh my goodness.
But hey, I guess that means we fed ourselves for $24 for a week. So maybe we're winning.
I think you're winning. I think chalk that up.
Thanks, John. Go in any store today or any public building. You can usually expect that you're being recorded, right?
Yeah, I think it's a given now.
Yeah, there's security cameras everywhere. Watch Law & Order SVU. They could even look at the street cameras and see where you've been, right?
Yeah.
But the University of Waterloo is making national news because their vending machines were recording people.
Why?
Yeah, so it's not like they were recording people if you like shook the vending machine, like, give me my snack, it didn't come out,
yeah,
like, to see who vandalized. They were actually using facial recognition to see what kind of people were buying what kind of snacks.
I don't hate that.
No?
No. I mean, okay, as a bigger guy, I know I seem like I weigh 3 pounds, but as a bigger guy, I'd like for them to see that more big people are going over to vending machines and maybe get us some better snacks.
Okay, interestingly, because a lot of times companies like have a front, hey, we're a vending machine company, but actually, we're a data collecting machine that sells your data.
Yeah.
And this is what this vending machine company is doing.
Oh.
that they're saying this kind of person that maybe is of this ethnicity and this size and this age, 9 times out of 10 will buy the Wonder Bar. And this kind of person that we facially recognize to look like this, 9 times out of 10 is going to buy the veggie sticks type thing. And then they sell that data to a different company and put those kind of snacks in a vending machine where, say, those kind of people work. So it's pretty gross.
That's marketing, baby. Steph.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm also doing well. It is time for a not-so-fun fact. I just had to make sure. I just had to make sure that you were ready and your day was going good for me to ruin it.
Should I sit down for this?
Maybe you should stand upside down.
Stand upside. Okay.
Okay, what? Ready, Steph?
Yeah.
Did you know that our eyes perceive as everything as upside down, but our brains flip it back in place?
I did not know that.
It's messed up. Literally, that's the only fact I have.
So are you telling me that I look at you?
Yep.
And what I'm actually seeing is as if you were a picture wrong side up.
Yeah, as if I was completely rotated.
And then my brain flips it around. But like, what if you actually are just wrong side up and my brain is slipping it for no reason? You know, what if we're in an alternate reality, Inception or something?
I didn't go that way with it. I went, so what if one day we finally have eye transplants that you're able to see out of the eye? Because that's not right now. It's just really a cosmetic thing.
Okay.
What if they install the eye incorrectly and one eye is right side up and the other one is upside down? So it's like, how would that feel?
That would feel like you were on a ship. You were seasick. Maybe like you had a little bit too much to drink.
You know what? That's exactly what it would feel like.
It feels awful.
Remember when we spoke about, it was like 2 days ago, Wendy's making surge pricing a reality?
Yes, that was really scary. So they were saying they're going to be the first fast food restaurant to spend a bunch of money on these menu boards that change the price based on demand, kind of like Uber does or concert tickets do. Like, oh, if you want to go on Friday night, you're going to pay a lot more than you would on a Tuesday.
No, absolutely. Well, we heard about it and we weren't too happy and the world wasn't too happy. And Wendy's is kind of backtracking a little bit.
They walking it back?
A little bit. They put out a statement saying, to clarify, Wendy's will not implement surge pricing. We didn't use that phrase, nor do we plan to implement that practice.
That's interesting.
Right? That kind of goes against everything they said 2 days ago. Literally 2 days ago. We have the receipts.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I guess that means that if you could get angry enough on the internet, somebody might listen. Somebody might say, oh, geez, we at least are making some money on these hamburgers and fries. We better not try and get too greedy.
No, and we've seen it before. Sonic 2.0. Remember the teeth? Do you remember the teeth?
I don't remember the teeth.
Sonic the Hedgehog, the first movie.
Oh.
Yeah, the first movie trailer. Remember when that dropped and then they had to push it back like a whole month? That's what it's called nowadays. It's just called
Sonic 2.0.
Yeah.
Gotta say a big happy birthday to you, John.
Thank you, big 2-0.
Whoa, big 5. Because you're born on a leap year.
That's exactly why.
Yeah, is that the joke everybody makes?
It is, but it's okay because it only comes around every 4 years, so I feel like they're allowed to make this joke.
Okay, you're pretty lucky because like my husband's name is Sky, and anytime somebody meets him, they go, what's up?
Oh, I like that. Oh, I haven't even thought about it. The next time I meet your husband, I'm gonna say that.
Yeah, other people say, hey, Cloud, how's it going?
Oh, that's stupid. Those people suck.
Okay, well, back to leap year. I have made some trivia for you, John, and I'd like to know what you know about your birthday.
I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Who introduced the first leap year?
Galileo.
Ding. Do you want to try again?
Can I have a hint?
In that time frame, maybe? No, way further back.
Further back than Galileo?
Yeah.
Julius Caesar. No way!
Yes, you did that one. Okay, you got that one right. I'm going to give you a full point for that. It's a little bit hard. Okay. You're in a club with other people who were born on the 29th. What cute name are leap year babies called?
Frogs. Leapers.
Yes!
Frogs?
Leapers.
Oh.
Why would you be called a frog? Come on now.
Because they leap.
You're also called a leapling.
Okay.
That one's hard to say. Leapling.
Leapling.
Okay, true or false? On February 29th, women are encouraged to propose to their significant others.
False.
Ding. No, it's true. True is that it's like the one day every 4 years that it's like encouraged. Like if you're in a relationship and you're guy is taking a long time, buck tradition, and you make a tradition to propose on the 29th.
Okay.
So, sorry, John. okay. What countries consider February 29th to be unlucky?
Countries. Oh, you really... I know like three countries.
Pick two countries and they're both in Europe.
Okay. Brazil?
It's not in Europe. Oh no. I have to give you this one.
Wait, what are they?
Europe. Like Norway and Finland and Ireland and England.
I'm nervous. I don't know why I said Brazil. Brazil's in South America.
Thank you for redeeming that. Okay. I'll just tell you. It's Italy. And they have an Italian phrase which translates to leap year doom year. So they can they consider a leap year very unlucky, and especially February 29th. And as well in Greece, they say you should not plan your wedding during a leap year because it's bad luck.
Huh.
So what'd we say? You got 2 out of 4?
Yeah, I'm half a leapling.
Half a leapling. Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales, hasn't been seen in public for weeks. And people are getting creative about where she might be. Here's the top 5 reasons as to why we haven't seen Kate Middleton.
Number 5, a game of hide and seek got out of hand.
Number 4, she had a secret baby, but the baby's a ginger. Harry has some explaining to do.
Number 3, she's dating Pete Davidson.
Number 2, she got really bad bangs.
Ooh, that one. That one's probably the most likely. But coming in at number 1, the number 1 reason as to why we haven't seen Kate Middleton is she's making her own Netflix documentary called Wait, the Queen's Gone, but I'm still just a princess? Seriously, the Queen's Gone, why am I not the Queen yet?
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Steph and John Replay.
Find more Steph and John at play1037.ca.